The Protestant joiner is carried to Oxford to take his degree, and there it is said we'll be married all under the willow green tree. For since his accomplishes falter, Jack Ketch has provided a halter for those that did blame us and went for to sham us. We'll find that the bill was not ignoramus. He's swelled up with treacherous sedition, and now of rebellion is sick. He wants the poor man, his physician, to find out some politic trick. For he, good man's in the tower, and now lies beyond the power of Whig or of Shreve to give him reprieve, or counsel him how himself to retrieve. May now all the presbyter faction look sad at this college's fate, who was master of arts in transaction to make Tony head of the state. Since libels accounted witty, he published throughout the city to blow up the fire of ambitious desire, for which in a halter he's now like to expire. The judges were kind to the prisoner and granted whate'er he desired. He had presbyter, priest, and tapster to speak whate'er he required. He had whate'er he propounded, yet was by the witness confounded, for the priest disappears through scoffs and through jeers, and shrunk out the court like a rat without ears. 12 men of the best of the county were chosen to bring in the fact. They scorned a reward or a bounty, since for God and King Charles they did act. They brought him in guilty of treason, for which all the judges showed reason. Then after being cast, his sentence was passed, for the halter's the first and the fire the last. He now does begin to repent him, and wishes he'd ne'er been a fool, but made use of the talent was lent him, not worked with so dangerous a tool. So wretched a sod ne'er man saw, he's cut to the death with his handsaw. This is the fate when fools to be great will venture their lives to be members of state. This rascal who lived well in London and could not be plaining at home, but is by his foolery undone and to execution must come. He thought have been head of the college, but that was beyond his knowledge. Thus fools who aspire will fall in the mire, and still do come short of what they desire. God preserve great Charles and his council, and see that to sentence they bring all traitors that do pronounce ill or talk of so gracious a king. May they all by their plots be confounded, both papist, Whig, and roundhead, and bring them to shame who speak ill of his name, for he's our king that the world does proclaim.